I like men who have a future, and women who have a past, he answered. Or do you think that would make it a petticoat party? I fear so, she said, laughing as she stood up. A thousand pardons, my dear Lady Raxon, she added. I didn't see you hadn't finished your cigarette. Never mind, Lady Narborough, I smoke a great deal too much. I am going to limit myself for the future. Pray don't, Lady Ruxton, said Lord Henry. Moderation is a fatal thing. Enough is as bad as a meal. More than enough is as good as a feast. Lady Ruxton glanced at him curiously. You must come and explain that to me some afternoon, Lord Henry. Sounds a fascinating theory, she murmured as she swept out of the room. Now, mind you don't stay too long over your politics and scandal, cried Lady Narborough from the door. If you do, we're sure to squabble upstairs. The men laughed, and Mr. Chapman got up solemnly from the foot of the table and came up to the top. Dorian Gray changed his seat and went and sat by Lord Henry. Mr. Chapman began to talk in a loud voice about the situation in the House of Commons. He guffawed at his adversaries. The word doctrinaire, word full of terror to the British mind, reappeared from time to time between his explosions. An alliterative prefix served as an ornament of oratory. He hoisted the Union Jack on the pinnacles of thought. The inherited stupidity of the race, sound English common sense, he jovially termed it, was shown to be the proper bulwark for society. A smile curved Lord Henry's lips, and he turned round and looked at Dorian. Are you better, my dear fellow? He asked. You seemed rather out of sorts at dinner. I am quite well, Harry. I am tired, that is all. You were charming last night. The little Duchess is quite devoted to you. She tells me she is going down to Selby. She has promised to come on the 20th. Is Monmouth to be there too? Oh, yes, Harry. He bores me dreadfully, almost as much as he bores her. She is very clever, too clever for a woman. She lacks the indefinable charm of weakness. It is the feet of clay that makes the gold of the image precious. Her feet are very pretty, but they are not feet of clay. White porcelain feet, if you like. They've been through the fire. And what fire does not destroy, it hardens. She has had experiences. How long has she been married? Asked Dorian. An eternity, she tells me. I believe, according to the peerage, it is 10 years. But 10 years with Monmouth must have been like eternity with time thrown in. Who else is coming?